This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nigeria's largest city, Lagos, and several states are under curfews as unrest rooted in anti-police protests broke out again following a day of violence, including the shooting of civilians by security forces. Armed police trying to enforce round-the-clock curfews in the commercial city and capital, setting up checkpoints, but groups of young men blocked a number of major roads with overturned traffic signs, tree branches, and rocks. Pope Francis has endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope. Reuters' Joe Davies with details.
Pope Francis has said that homosexuals should be protected by civil union laws in some of the clearest language he's used on gay rights. His comments came in a new film released on Wednesday. He says, quote, homosexual people have a right to be in a family. He went on, they are children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable over it. What we have to create is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. I stood up for that.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Negotiations on a COVID-19 relief bill are inching forward, but it is clear the window for action before the November 3rd election is closing, and the issue will be tossed to a post-election lame duck session of Congress. The only thing that seems certain beyond that is uncertainty, with Capitol Hill veterans cautioning against expecting a quick and smooth resolution for an aid package that has tied Washington in knots for a number of months. Again, negotiations on the COVID-19 relief bill are, in fact, inching forward, but there is no clear window for action before the election. This is VOA. The Trump administration's Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, says Russia and Iran have both obtained U.S. voter information and taken actions to influence public opinion ahead of the November 3rd election. Ratcliffe says Iran sent spoofed emails to Americans designed to intimidate voters, incite social unrest, and damage U.S. President Donald Trump. As federal health officials say the nation is seeing a distressing rise in COVID-19 cases, President Trump's predecessor is calling out his handling of the pandemic. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
CDC Deputy Director Jay Butler says cases are up in really all parts of the country, nearly 75%.
Likely in part because people are moving indoors with the arrival of cooler temperatures.
Barack Obama says it would have been a tough situation for any president.
But the degree of incompetence and misinformation, the number of people who might not have died.
In his first in-person campaign event for Joe Biden, Obama said he's confident his former vice president will deal with the pandemic more effectively. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization says Europe again has recorded a new high in the weekly number of coronavirus cases. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The figure, 927,000, supports the WHO view that the region has continued to show a rapid increase in cases and deaths, noting the continent saw a 25% spike in cases last week and was responsible for 38% of all new cases reported worldwide. The UN Health Agency also says France, Britain, Russia, the Czech Republic and Italy are responsible for more than half of the new COVID-19 cases in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. prosecutors say that Purdue Pharma agreed to plead guilty to criminal charges over the handling of its addictive prescription opioid OxyContin. The deal effectively sidesteps paying billions of dollars in penalties and stops short of criminally charging its executives or wealthy Sackler family owners. The U.S. State Department has approved the potential sale of three weapon systems to Taiwan, including sensors, missiles, and artillery that could have a total value of $1.8 billion. Reuters reported last week that the White House was moving forward with five separate sales of sophisticated military equipment to Taiwan with a total value of about $5 billion. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.